Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, welcome to another episode of Life in Business with me, your host, Libby Langley. How are you today? I hope that you're very well. Sending you lots of love wherever you are in the world. So, success. Let's talk about success and, yeah, what it is and what it isn't, right? And who says success has to look like that? I want to kind of talk about, you know, what the traditional narrative of success is, and honestly, why that's just a load of guff. Why we don't need to stand for that, strive for that, believe in that, or indeed really have anything to do with that. So, you know, the success is a funny one, right? Because it's, you know, it's the same as when people say, oh, you know, how's work? You're busy. And it's like, why would that be a good thing? You know, busy for busy's sake. It's all subjective, right? Did a previous episode of this about busyness. So scroll back and listen to that one. That's a good one to help you think about things a bit differently. But success is kind of the same, really. It's like, ooh, look how successful they are because they've got the big house, they've got the big car, they've got the, oh, you know, they're standing on stage, they've got the Rolex, whatever it is. And it's like, is that success? Is it? Who decided that that was the measure of success? Maybe the patriarchy. I don't know. I say that quietly because, you know, probably true, but that's a whole different topic, right? But society, social media, and even kind of our own peers really push a kind of narrow definition of success, right? And often it's about bigger numbers, more followers, constant growth, material stuff as well, really. And I just want to challenge that and help you see things differently, right? So, you know, one thing used to be, right, on Instagram, it used to be that when you got 10,000 followers, you could add links into your stories. So there was this real quest to chase for 10,000 followers. I mean, I've been on Instagram 10 years, 11 years. Can't remember when I joined, in all honesty, but I don't know. How long has it been going? Yeah, since more or less, since it had been only going a year or so. And it was 10K. I haven't got anywhere near that amount of followers, despite all the people. You know, I've worked with, like, I don't know, 6,500 people since I started my business 13 years ago. And I've been on Instagram for years. I haven't got anything like 10,000 followers. And it's like, I don't know how that would define whether I was successful or not. I don't know. Is that about self-worth? And making our self-worth measuring our self-worth against public validation, and public validation is the number of followers we get. I don't know. It doesn't make sense, right? And yet we all have an element of that about us, but it doesn't really make any sense, because who the bloody hell are all those 10,000 people anyway? It doesn't, unless they all buy from you, in which case, yikes, that's a lot of people to service. What does it matter? You know, unless they're all super duper advocates for you, which would be fantastic, but also, yikes, that's a lot of people. I don't know why it matters, right? It just kind of doesn't matter in the logical thing of sense of the world at all. And when we say it like that, it's like, well, of course it doesn't matter. Of course, who cares? You know. So I think it's come from social media has kind of exacerbated this definition of success, right? And there's so many people, these kind of, you know, the influencer types who they've rented the Lamborghini for a photo shoot and the Rolex is borrowed from a jeweler. And it's like, I don't know. Are you successful? You're successful because you can lease things and borrow things. I don't know. It's like, it's so weird. Maybe this is an age thing, right? Maybe it's a woman thing. Maybe it's a just perimenopausal, can't be bothered with the world thing. But it's like defining your success on what others think of you seems like a really warped way around, right? Because surely, success comes from within, and success is how we feel about things, and how we feel about things and how we feel about our own life cannot be defined by the number of followers or kind of constant growth. I mean, growth, yes, self-development, self-growth, and business movement forward, yes. But you don't have to be the loudest, shiniest, fanciest to be successful. You can be very quietly successful with things. Interesting, a podcast that I've been listening to, Good Bad Billionaire, highly recommended, gives insight into billionaires around the world. And then they say, they kind of judge them on what they've done and whether they're good, bad, or just another billionaire. And it's really interesting because some of the examples that they talk about is how aware we all are of these people. And, you know, they cover everyone from like arms dealers to relatively ordinary people. And one example that kind of stuck with me is Denise Coates. She set up Bet365, was it? One of the gambling, online gambling things. Now, what's the word I'm looking for? Goodness me. We're not talking about the nature of her business, right? We're talking about the fact that she is just so hidden from public view and never gives interviews, and it's really hard to find pictures of her online and all of that. And yet, by the definition of success, she has a multi-billion pound business. And it's quite interesting that by some terms, some definitions of success, she is not successful, right? And she doesn't own big fancy houses everywhere. She still lives in Stoke-on-Trent, where the business started, where she grew up. So by all those like traditional measures, she ain't successful at all, right? And it's really interesting that being quietly confident and quietly comfortable in yourself can dampen public perception of whether you're successful or not. If you don't know the name, you're not a success. If you don't have the fancy house on a clifftop in LA, you're not a success. If you're not doing interviews everywhere, you're not a success. And it's like, yeah, but you are. If you're happy, then you are. So it's really, it's kind of a different, it's a different way of looking at it. And, you know, that's why I call this title, Who Says Success Has to Look Like That? Because we can all decide what we want our success to look like. And this kind of one-size-fits-all narrative of success actually can feel really suffocating or unrealistic. You know, it just, I suppose when I first kind of started, the shiny public stuff mattered to me a lot more than it does now. And I appreciate that having been in business for so long and worked with so many people and been on so many stages and having my own podcast and my own book and all of this, right? I am kind of known in my own space, but I'm not known the world over, you know, not like internationally famous or successful. And my business is, you know, is relatively small on business scales. I'm not in the $1 billion market, let me just say that. Not even the million, right? So it's kind of interesting that I class myself as successful because of what I've achieved, but by others' definition, I'm not. I find it a really interesting way to look at things. And if I had to conform to society's narrative and expectations of successful, I mean, I'd hate it, right? To have to be that public and be that known and to not be able to walk down the street without people recognising you would be horrendous. I mean, it's great if someone does recognise me and know me. You know, that's really cool because it happens once every so often. It's not like you can't leave your house. That's too much. And I really would not like that at all. So that kind of fame success, no, really, really not for me at all. And what's interesting in my Confidence to Grow program, you know, this really what it's about is helping people carve out their own versions of success and being really comfortable with that and defining what success means to them. And all of it is absolutely rooted in personal value and in happiness. And that's where the key to all this kind of comes from, really. This kind of your own personal happiness, that's all that matters. And if you know what you want or think about what you want and then decide what you want, adjusting it as the years go by, it absolutely is only what you want it to be. And it's funny, I think I've talked about this before on a previous podcast, but houses is an interesting one. The success of what house you live in. When I first started the business, what I really wanted, or what I thought I really wanted, was to upgrade the house, right? I wanted to live in a bigger house. And that was what was funny, really, right? It was like, you know, lived in a perfectly good and decent 3-bed detached house, right? Absolutely nothing wrong with that house. But it was like, I want to live in the 5-bed detached with a big double garage. And there were only two of us, right? There were only ever going to be two of us. But this was kind of like, oh, then I'll know I've made it. And it's like, I don't know based on what, because that's a lot of rooms and a lot of space for two people. It's a lot of cleaning. It's a lot of mortgage. It's a lot of heating bill. And it doesn't make any sense because sure, you'd have loads of room to kind of bumble about in the house, but why? Yeah? Who is that measure of success for? Because I don't think it was me. Yeah? And I mean, over the years, over the last, not that many years, you know, I moved house quite a lot, but over the last few years, it's been smaller each time. You know, we moved into the massive house in COVID. Only four beds, she says, but, you know, a big house, right, for two people. Move to where we are now, a smaller 4-bed house, and we're going to move to an even smaller house because it's like, as long as there's somewhere to cook and eat, watch the telly, sleep and work, they're only the four things. So as long as it's got four rooms and a bathroom, actually that is enough. And what that does, the shift of that, is that everything costs less, therefore there is more money to go on holiday and to do the things that, to me, success brings, right? The freedom to go on, I don't know, however many holidays a year, the freedom to eat out at really nice restaurants, the freedom to kind of not worry about money. That's all success. It's not, yeah, it's interesting how that's kind of shifted over the years, I think, now. Maybe we're getting to ready to hunker down for retirement. I don't know. But it's interesting that shift that absolutely the house, as long as it's nice, right? And I've got to have a dishwasher and, you know, power shower and all sorts of stuff, right? but it's kind of not outwardly what it looks like anymore. Yeah. I find that interesting. And I find that as I'm working with my clients in my Confidence to Grow program, that it's like, yeah, but what do you want? What do you want? What would really make you happy? What is that surrounding your environment that really makes a difference to you and is really going to make you feel like you've made it? Yeah, you're successful. What's the choice for you? I think it's a good one to think about that. And when I first started my business, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, nobody knows what they're doing. You know, I knew a lot about business, having done my MBA and worked with loads of businesses already and all of that. But I didn't really know what it would feel like to run a business. And so I joined an entrepreneurial community, which was great. And I met some exceptional people that I'm still friends with. But the thing that we were told was, build a million-pound business. Grow a team, build a million-pound business. Grow a team, build a million-pound business. That was the thing, right? That was the direction. So I did. Built my team, didn't build a £1 million business, but you know, it was a good business, right? It was a successful business, but I was not happy. And so it's kind of weird, right? How you can fall into that, well, I guess that comparison trap, isn't it? When everyone else seems to be following the same traditional markers of success, you know, like bigger team, more turnover. And it's not, nobody ever really talks about happiness. You know, I talk about it all the time, all the time. Hopefully you've got the message that your own personal happiness is really the only measure of success. Yes, your business has to make a profit, but your business could make £1,500 a month profit if that's what gives you the happiness, the level of happiness in your life that you want. There's nothing, there's kind of no parameters there. It's entirely personal, and it should be entirely personal. So you know what I did? You know, I made all my staff redundant. I've told this story lots of times, and we'll continue to tell this story because I think it's really important that if we're on a trajectory with our business that actually doesn't fit with our own narrative or view of success, we can change it, right? So, you know, I made my team redundant. I gave up my office. That alone saved me, I don't know how many thousands a month, but thousands a month, 10 grand a month, probably, can't remember. So it put me, my need to hustle and my own personal measure of success into a kind of different bracket. Because when you reduce your outgoings by that much, yeah, wow. I mean, capacity was obviously different because I didn't have a team to do things, but they were doing stuff. We were doing social media management. I didn't want to do that. It was boring as hell for me. And yeah, so I just didn't need to do it anymore. So yeah, interesting how you can kind of change things when you sit and look inside yourself, which I never did when I first started the business. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping people to do that now, because it shortcuts your success, right? Absolutely. First thing to do is decide what you want, decide what's going to make you happy, and then build the business around that. Build the business that does that, which is just, it's just kind of so helpful to do that. And that's exactly what we do inside Confidence to Grow. If you're ever interested, by the way, in finding out more about that or joining, just drop me a message and I can send you a link to some more information. Or you can just go to my website, libbylangley.com, and you'll find it. But yeah, and we can have a chat about it, because I know I do talk about it. I do talk about it a lot and I reference it a lot. So yeah, feel free to get in touch if you want more info. But it is absolutely the key core everything of everything. What do you want and how do you feel? And the question is never, what do you want other people to think of you? Because ultimately we want to be liked, we want to be respected. That kind of stuff, I think, is probably a given. But that doesn't have to be our motivator. Our motivator should be what makes us happy. And that is where the definition of success kind of could come from. I certainly don't think that bigger equals better. I don't. Sniggers. But I don't think bigger equals better. Because that can actually lead to burnout rather than satisfaction, right? And certainly for me, running the business as I did to start with, yeah, I mean, I wasn't happy. Was I burnt out? Yeah, probably, looking back now. Did it feel like a safe and comfortable space for me? No. I adored my team. Oh, blimey, yeah. I mean, there's no question about that. And we worked extremely well together. But for me inside, no, it wasn't the right thing. It wasn't the right thing at all. And I think that the moral of that particular story is to really focus on what matters to you, not what's flashy, not what's popular, and not what someone else tells you to do. You know, all of my clients, whilst there are lots of similarities about their journey, they're utterly different as well. The similarities are that they're finding the path that suits them, but what that path looks like, totally different, absolutely totally different. And it's, that's kind of the magic there, right? that you can be in a group with people who share your feelings and emotions and support you, but the specific outcomes, you're not all working towards the same goal. You're not all trying to build the same thing at the end of it. And it's great. You know, it's really great to see so many different versions of what success means to people. It's something that I'm incredibly proud of, really, to be involved with and to be able to kind of share with you the fact that everybody genuinely is different. And that's not just some rubbish, you know, oh, you're all unique. I mean, of course, everybody's unique. But actually, my tangible experience within business and within my Confidence to Grow group is, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a small group of people. But look at the diversity in there. That's why success cannot be defined by a Lambo or a Rolex. I have neither. I don't even wear a watch anymore, you know, at all. So, that would be no use, would it, right? And what about finding joy, right? What about finding joy in your own version of success? I mean, your own version of success should be built on how you find joy or what brings you joy, right? But the thing about doing it this way, which I would say absolutely is the right way, right? is about how liberating it is to redefine success and make it utterly unique to you, right? Your, what, cornerstone measures of success? That's what you should be looking at. And that could be an income thing. There's probably an income element in there, right? Because we need money in order to sleep well at night and do the things that we want to do. But how much that is, it's entirely up to you. Big or small, doesn't matter, entirely up to you. How much you want to work, entirely up to you. But setting up your business, making changes in your business so you work 3 days a week, whereas now you work 5 days a week. Oh my God, that's a measure of success, right? Seriously, redefining or defining at all the kind of boundaries that you have and the hours that you work and how you work with your clients. Absolutely a huge measure of success there. That's a real, real, real biggie. You know, the amount you travel, the how you live your life, where you work, who you work with, how you feel. These are the things, these are the measures of success that we should be chasing, not how many followers you've got on Instagram or what car you drive. It just, you know, as long as it gets you from A to B and you like it and it's comfortable, then fine. If you're happy, that's what matters. It's about internal validation, not external. It's really just so, so, so important to look at it like that. And I think probably that financial freedom, time freedom, and creating more balance are probably in there somewhere. They're probably in there as your measures for success. And I say that simply because that's what most of my clients want. And also, that's probably one of the reasons that you're listening to this podcast, right? I make that assumption there. And I think that the emotional and lifestyle benefits really are what you're gonna see the most here. If you reject the kind of society, social media's interpretation of success and go for your own approach, your own measures, your own cornerstone measures of it all, you're gonna end up feeling more content, more fulfilled, and in control of your time and energy. These are the things that matter in life. Actually, got something that might help you here. If you go to libbylangley.com/guide, you can download a guide, a PDF, which does not sound sexy or exciting, but believe you me, it's going to be worth it. It's really, really helpful. And it will help you kind of think about why you feel overwhelmed all the time or sometimes, and give you some practical steps to go through on how to change all that. So go to libbylangley.com/guide and get yourself that, because that'll be really helpful. Because being in control of your time and energy, feeling more content, feeling more fulfilled is what really matters, right? So what I ask of you and what I suggest to you is that you tune out a lot of this noise and you stop comparing yourself with other people on Instagram, because it's all rubbish anyway, right? Any of us can say, yeah, I had a 30K month. okay, so what? I don't care. Your mortgage might be 10 grand a month. You know, it's all, it might have cost you 20 grand to get to that 30 grand. It doesn't, it's just numbers. It doesn't, numbers can say anything you want, right? It doesn't matter. So stop comparing yourself to other people and back yourself, right? Bet on yourself and really have the confidence to walk your own path. That does sound like a it's funny language, that, isn't it? But it's true. Have the confidence to back yourself and to just do what you blooming well want to do in business and in life. Because that's how, this is why it's called Life in Business, this podcast, right? It's why my book is called Life in Business, available on Amazon if you do not have it. It's that life in business that we live that is what really, really matters. And who can possibly tell us what the measure of success is for our life in our business other than us, right? You are the only one who should be judging and measuring yourself. Yeah, you're the only one who knows whether you feel successful inside or not. And who cares what somebody shiny is doing on Instagram? Nobody. It has no measure or impact on you or your life at all. So you know which ticks your happiness success box, and you know what doesn't tick that box. And the things that don't are the things that you can change. And the things that do are the things that you do more of and want more of. So there you go. Oh, thank you so much for joining me today. I would love to know what your current measures of success are and actually what you think your measures of success should be. So DM me, always, always, always. Open to reading emails or messages on Instagram or LinkedIn. So you know where to find me, and I very much like to hear from you. So lots of love, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.